Good morning, Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Good morning, 810 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay. It's a Pensacola Morning News. Great to have you with us. I'm glad you make us your choice on a random Thursday morning like this. I do. I appreciate it. I mean, you know, you have other choices, I hear. Anyway, let's imagine, hypothetically. Melanie Cormandy is the managing editor for the Gulf Breeze News. And she joins us now, and this segment is brought to you by Dales Marine Construction. Live the dock life with Dales Marine Construction. Melanie, welcome back.
Hi, thank you for having me.
Absolutely. What do we got in the paper today? A story about crosswalks that are getting improvements?
Yeah, so there's a crosswalk at the intersection of Nightingale Drive and Fairpoint Drive in the city of Gulf Breeze, and it's particularly busy and heavily used by pedestrians and children. It's near residential homes, apartments, a church, and businesses, and it's very close to Highway 98. Now, the city has been made aware of several near-miss incidents when it comes to children, especially on these e-bikes and e-scooters and that kind of thing. There's a lot of blind spots for vehicles as they're passing and turning in that area. And so one of the bigger stories about this safety project, I think, is how quickly the city was able to hear the residents and their concerns and then take action, actually identify the problem, come up with a solution, come up with funding, and then, you know, take action. So all of that within a matter of months, actually. So I didn't drive by the intersection today, but if it's not done, then it will be complete within a matter of days.
Was this
it's pretty interesting.
Was this one that was not raised and it's being raised, or is it some, what are they doing there actually?
Yeah. So I have my list right here. I'm glad you asked. So they're removing the existing right turn lane from Fairpoint on a Nightingale. They're doing things like realigning the existing multi-use pathway and sidewalk. They're repositioning the Nightingale crosswalk to accommodate safer crossings and pedestrian refuge areas.
Okay.
They're also putting up one of those rectangular rapid flashing beacons where people can do a push button activation at the raised crosswalk.
So very robust. Okay. If you're going to have, if you've gotten, you know, near hits, then, you know, you want to make sure that doesn't happen. So putting this, like you say, proactively and fairly quickly, that's great news. Santa Rosa County is joining the chorus against the drilling leases in the Eastern Gulf in the test range, right?
Yeah, they're adding their collective voice to a regional resistance to oil drilling being considered by the federal government on the eastern testing ranges of Eglin's Air Force Base. Commission Chair Colton Wright of Gulf Breeze, put together a letter, and he has the support of Congressman Petronas and Rick Scott to send it to Washington. And one of the bigger issues that the commissioners talked about this week is that drilling, it's seen as an economic and a tourism issue. You know, the oil spill that happened 15, 16 years ago, it's still very fresh in our minds, you know, so it's kind of a red flag for the people in this area to hear people talking about that right now.
Right, right. And, you know, the kind of thing we thought we'd locked up, and as Jimmy Petronas has kind of explained to me, is he just thinks it's a case of the institutional knowledge went away and people didn't realize, you know, about all of this. And so the kind of the right hand of the federal government is not talking to the left hand about the danger of the environment, the danger of the tourism, but also the military mission, that's the real threat. And, you know, obviously Trump is a very pro-military president. And so we hope he'll get that, and, you know, Secretary Warren will get all that. FDOT is planning a shared use trail.
Yeah, so we don't have a lot of information on this yet, but we wanted to go ahead and share what we knew. The Florida, the FDOT is conducting a project development and environmental study for a 1.85 mile long shared use trail along Highway 98 from Shoreline Drive to Bob Sykes Bridge. So businesses may be affected. So their upcoming activities include serving environmental assessment and soil investigations, and they're just doing their due diligence as part of the, you know, the FDOT process. So the design and construction phases of the project are not funded, and the PD&E study is expected to end mid-2027. So, you know, these projects, they take a long time to get off the ground. So I wouldn't expect to see anything happening for quite some time, but it's just nice to get it out there that you know, it could be something that happens in the next few years.
Or to get these projects on the ground.
Yeah. Yeah.
Sorry. Is this on the south side of 98? Is that where this is intended to be?
Yes. Okay. Actually, nope. It looks like it's the north side of 98.
Oh, okay. Okay. I'm just trying to think through the geography of how that's going to work. Also, the one question that does come to my mind is, you couldn't have done this during COVID when Gulf Breeze was a cul-de-sac? All right. Anyway, I'll move on. Melanie Cormody, she is the managing editor for the Gulf Breeze News. I have one last question for you. This is the Gulf Breeze Parade. Obviously, canceled because of weather. It's going to be postponed until 2026. Is that right?
Yeah. So it had to be, we're calling it postponed until 2026. They're going to get on top of, start the planning at the beginning of 2026. And next year, they're actually going to come up with a rain date. They're going to give themselves enough time to come up with that. So it's going to happen next year. They're very excited.
All right. Very good. Melanie Cormody, again, managing editor for the Gulf Breeze News. Great source of local information for anybody who lives in Gulf Breeze or nearby. Melanie, thank you for the time this morning. Have a Merry Christmas if I don't talk to you, and we'll see you later.
All right. See you in the breeze.
Yes, ma'am. John Pickens has Traffic on the Fives.
Brought to you by the Pensacola Little Theater. Get your tickets now for It's a Wonderful Life, a live radio play, a holiday classic reimagined as a 1940s radio broadcast at the Pensacola Little Theater from December 12th through the 22nd. We are back to rolling accident-free on I-10 eastbound. But we're still seeing some delays, about a 15-minute delay from 9 Mile all the way through Highway 29 and also Highway 29 southbound just south of 9 Mile Road, seeing about a 12-minute delay in that area. I'm John Pickens with your Traffic on the Five.
Thanks so much, John. If you're looking for the next vehicle, or maybe you're kind of not quite looking yet, but you, as I mention it, you think, oh, I guess I should be. Maybe this morning you spent some extra time in the car and you have more time to think about how you don't love it in that car. And so you should enjoy your time in the car. You deserve to have a car that you enjoy. Go to Frontier Motors, go look around, go see what they've got. You know, think about what you can afford and think about what they have, because they've got good quality used cars, cars that'll last you a while. They warranty everything to 10 years or 100,000 miles. They take care of you. They're good cars. You're going to be the second, maybe the third owner. You know, low miles, low years, in great shape. But also think of them as an ally. Like, you can ask them questions and not, you know, they're there to help. You know, they're not there to get you. You know how you feel when you go to a used car place? A lot of times you're like, all right, you know, dukes are up, defenses are up, paying attention, be on the lookout. You don't have to do that. You can just go and talk to him and say, hey, I was listening to Andrew. He raves about you guys. This is what I'm thinking about. This is, you know, where my budget's at. This is what I'm kind of interested in. What do you got? And if they've got something you love, you can get it. Or they can go looking for something that is even more what you love. Or, I don't know, just get information. And ask them, seriously, they can be your allies, not your adversary. Frontier Motors, serving the Pensacola community for more than 25 years. Behind the Big Buffalo on Beverly Parkway, be sure to tell them Andrew McKay says hi.
Dale's Marine Construction has been building high-quality waterfront structures in Escambia and Santa Rosa counties for 35 years, making Dale's Marine the leading marine contractor for seawall projects, riprap, docks, boathouses, and boat lifts. From planning and permitting through construction, the experienced foremen at Dale's Marine Construction are true craftsmen who do the job right. Get your dream waterfront installation started today and live the dock life with Dale's Marine Construction.
Hey, got a chance for you to win some tickets. There's going to be Christmas on the Coast. It's going on this weekend with the Pensacola Children's Chorus. I got a pair for Saturday. Tickets for the Pensacola Children's Chorus, Christmas on the Coast. Caller number one wins right now, 437-1620.
Why is Bray Jewelers the best place to buy an engagement ring? Come in and see our selection. I promise you, we have more diamond engagement rings than you'll see anywhere in the panhandle of Florida. But it's what you do for people that they don't expect that they remember. The little things that we do, we want to deliver special experiences for you at Beret. We love doing what we do, and we love making people happy. We want every person that walks into the store to feel like you're part of our family. I want everybody to have an amazing experience at Beret Jewelers.
Hobbies can be fun and expensive. How about a hobby that's fun and could make you money? Find out this morning at 10 with Emerald Coast Coins. Hear about precious metals and metal detectors as a great hobby. For nearly 20 years, Emerald Coast Coins has been one of the top-rated businesses in Northwest Florida to buy and sell gold, silver, and the best metal detectors to find treasure. Get more information this morning on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Here's what's happening around Pensacola this week. The Pensacola Children's Chorus presentation of Christmas on the Coast is Friday through Sunday at the Sanger Theater. See PensacolaSings.org for tickets and times. The Pensacola Downtown Christmas Parade is Saturday evening beginning at 5:30 with over 100 entries, including 8 marching bands, floats, and the Blue Angels flight team. It's a highlight of the Christmas season. Submit your event at newsradio923.com.
WEAR-TV's Communities Caring at Christmas has brought hope to thousands of children in Northwest Florida. Drop off a new unwrapped toy at WEAR-TV, Sandy Sansing Dealerships, or News Radio 92.3, or mail your tax-deductible check to WEAR-TV Studios. Every donation helps children in foster care, children in poverty, and adults with developmental disabilities. Neighbors helping neighbors since 1979. Communities Caring at Christmas.
Hi, this is Andrew McKay, and I wish you and your family a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
From all of us to all of you, Merry Christmas.
Ho, ho, ho!
Hear the Mr. Bill part in your head. You don't need me to play it. That's the point. It pays off in your head. That's a good clip.
I really would like to hear that part too.
I'm going to tell you what my one of my coworkers at the bar in England always used to say. She was from South Africa, or she would say South Africa, and she would say, "Quit your whinging."
Oh, I like that.
I know, quit your whinging. It's the kind of word that sounds vaguely like a swear word, but you know, it's not. At least it's not in this country. By the way, I do expect the drag show Christmas folks are going to be up there tonight. By the way, I'm going to be on Pastor Johnson's podcast coming up in about, next Wednesday, I think, is when we're doing this. I think it releases on Friday, so we're going to talk about that. We had a great conversation about this over at the Drowsy Poet one time, and I wish we'd have just recorded that, because that was when we didn't really know each other, and getting to know each other over a difficult topic was its own value, I thought, but I'm sure it'll be great. Anyway, I'll let you know when that becomes available. But those folks are going to be out there tonight, I would assume, because it's another city council meeting that doesn't have it on the agenda, so naturally they'll be there. Anyway, the Baptist stuff is going to be on the agenda tonight. Actually, a sudden bit of, I almost anticipated that this drama would come up tonight.
Number 8. Interlocal agreement, Pensacola Escambia County Promotion and Development Commission.
Madam President, I'd like to pull that from the consent agenda.
All right. We'll pull that, Madam Clerk.
When Charles Baer just randomly says, pull it off of consent for me, please. And he's never shy about giving a reason. He just waited until the end of the meeting.
The reason I pulled the PEDC.
I know you may not know, the PEDC is one of the two economic development arms in Escambia County. There's like Florida West and there's the PEDC, and the two of them work together on trying to develop, you know, economic, like to bring companies here, okay? So anyway, just in case you don't know the terms, I don't want you to feel left out. That's never my goal here.
The reason I pulled the PEDC item off of the consent agenda, and I know that Madam President, you and I served together on the PEDC. I don't currently serve on the PEDC, but there's been this kind of conversation for a while, and I served when I was on before. I had to make a mention of that because, and that was back when Louis Baer was on there, and I was just afraid of him every time I went to the meeting.
He says this all the time. He was so terrified of Louis Bear back in the day, which is kind of funny to me. But I love it when a person is self-conscious about something, because he always does mention what he was on council before as an at-large, and now he's a district too. And so that, you know, it's like an obligatory mention that's on your drinking card. You know, when Charles Bear mentions his former appearance on city council, you drink. That and gentrification is our buzzword for tonight. But he says the reason that he wants to bring the PEDC conversation out in the open is...
But I really don't know if PEDC is benefiting the city, and I want to have that conversation, because I don't know. This hasn't come to us for a while to be able to approve this, and I'd like to have a conversation as to what this $175,000 is buying us with the PEDC.
Fair question. Remember, the mayor has kind of hinted at this before, that maybe the economic development interests and or aptitudes of the city and the county are not 100% aligned, and maybe the city would be better having its own economic development team. I mean, Eric Agnolo is very good at this, and, you know, maybe the city can be a little bit more nimble with the things that affect it than the county is. I mean, just, you know, kind of this tension right now. So we'll see if anything comes of this tonight. Oh, by the way, Melanie Cormody did text me back and said that FDOT Shared Use Trail Project is definitely on the south side of Highway 98. It is not on the north side, which I thought that'd be the case. But I just, you know, you ask because you don't know. And she said she's getting laughed at by Lisa Newell right now. They're so adorable. I love those two. They do great work with the Gulf Breeze News. And I really appreciate that, the follow-up. John Pickens has traffic on the fives. John?
That's right. Brought to you by ECUA. Their bulk waste service is now call for pickup. Call by 2 p.m. the day before your service day. Learn more at ecua.fl.gov. Back to rolling accident free, but not delay free. I-10 eastbound between 9 Mile and Highway 29. Yes, traffic is moving, but it's moving slowly. Expect about a 20-minute delay in that area. Also, Highway 29 southbound, just south of 9 Mile Road, experience about a 12-minute delay. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the five.
Thanks so much, John. David Wayne's in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
The Senate is gearing up for a showdown today over two competing health care plans, with Affordable Care Act subsidies set to expire at the end of the year. Republicans want to replace those subsidies with direct payments to individuals. Democrats want to extend the current subsidies for 3 more years. Neither of those proposals are really expected to pass. Time magazine has named its Person of the Year, or People of the Year. They're honoring the architects of artificial intelligence. Editor-in-chief Sam Jacobs says nobody had a bigger impact this year than the people who imagined and built modern AI. Their cover features OpenAI's Sam Altman, XAI's Elon Musk, NVIDIA's Jensen Huang, and AMD's Lisa Su. And former Michigan football coach Sharon Moore may be facing charges after being fired yesterday. The university says an internal investigation found credible evidence that he had an inappropriate relationship with a staff member.
Hmm. All right, David. Thanks so much for the update. Man, there's so much. You know what I haven't had a chance to talk about very much today is the sort of public-facing interaction that took place yesterday with Manny Diaz. And, you know, some of the people who raised questions to him about whether he should be the president for UWF as opposed to just the interim.
Do you see the value and merit in personally earning a doctorate degree?
Oof. Because he doesn't have one. And if he's going to run the agency that distributes them, you know, I think that it seems obviously more natural for somebody who's the president of the university, which it's always had, that they would have a doctorate of some kind. I mean, it's kind of a hard sell to be like, you know, hey, I'm going to run this car dealership. What do you drive? Moped. You know, like it's...
A moped?
I mean, you know, it's weird, right? You know, I bike to work. Well, wait, what? What? You know, I mean, he's got background in education, but not a PhD. Is that a deal breaker? I don't know. Let me ask you this question, okay? If you had the chance, by the way, the answer to this should be no, but you'll get what I'm getting at. Would you let me be the president of UWF?
Well, I mean, are you asking me?
Yeah, sure.
Yes, I would.
Yeah, okay, but I don't have a PhD.
But it doesn't matter.
That's the point. It's not a deal breaker necessarily. It depends on the candidate. But it's definitely the kind of thing that you would think, you know, it is a little bit more natural fit. Now, the other business...
You weren't one of the 83.
No. And I would be a terrible president for a university like this. I don't have the bureaucratic, you know, people managing kind of skills. I've never really done that kind of thing. So that's why I always say, like, if you were ever going to put me in office, which I do not think I can win, but if you're ever going to put me in office, I need to be a legislator. I would not make a good executive. I hate making choices. I hate making decisions. And then feeling like, did I make the right one? Did I fire the right person? Did all that kind of stuff. No, no, that's not me. But just in general, the point is, having a PhD is not necessarily a deal breaker. It is weird. It's definitely unusual. What's really unusual about this case was the cut down from 84 candidates to one. That's the problem one.
Why do you think you were the only named candidate going against BOG regulations that require at least three candidates to be named?
That was a search committee decision, and it was made within the purview of the exceptions to the stated rules. I don't want to get too much into the legalese there.
No, do. Because nobody else has. And I can't see any good explanation, even under the very vague exception that's allowed under that particular Board of Governors rule, why you would cut from 84 to 1 instead of to 3, as it's supposed to be the case. And nobody's explaining this, including the chair of that committee, Zach Smith. So what is the justification? Well, I don't want to get into it. You know, complicated words and big ideas. Bull.
News. I'm CJ Papa. Dueling healthcare plans will come up for a vote in the Senate today. Democrats want a 3-year extension of Obamacare subsidies. Wyoming Senator John Barrasso earlier on Fox and Friends.
The Democrats are coming to the Senate today to do another bailout of Obamacare.
Democrats say the Republican plan is dead on arrival. What led to Michigan suddenly firing head football coach Sherron Moore?
Moore, who has a wife and 3 daughters, was fired by the school after 2 seasons because it said it had evidence that he was having an inappropriate relationship with a staff member. A cops have now released a statement saying that they had responded to investigate an alleged assault and taken a suspect, implied to mean Moore, into custody.
That's Fox's Greg Thompson. Charlie Kirk's suspected assassin, Tyler Robinson, expected to make his first in-person court appearance today, 2 p.m. Eastern. America's listening to Fox News.
.831 at News Radio 92.3. Good morning. We've got 47 degrees with sunshine right now. We'll get to our full forecast with meteorologist Brooke Richardson here in just a few minutes. Florida is fighting to bring the Coast Guard's first training center to the state. Senate and congressional leaders and local officials are pushing to locate that facility at NAS Pensacola. The Coast Guard says they need to expand their training capacity for up to 15,000 new personnel in the next few years.
I'm an enthusiastic supporter of bringing the Coast Guard Training Center to NAS Pensacola.
That is Congressman Jimmy Patronis. He talked to Channel 3. Escambia County officials say NAS Pensacola already meets the Department of Homeland Security's requirements for 150 acres, housing, and office space, although some barracks may need some refurbishment. But they say that Pensacola would be the ideal location for that facility. A jury has found Gulf Breeze plastic surgeon Dr. Ben Brown not negligent in a medical malpractice case. Wendy Carden filed the suit in 2020 after a breast reconstruction procedure that she says left her permanently disfigured. A jury deliberated for about 2 hours before deciding that Brown was not negligent in how he obtained consent or during the surgery itself. Brown's attorney says the doctor is pleased with the verdict. However, Brown is still facing another trial in May on a criminal manslaughter charge stemming from the death of his wife during a surgery at his office. Waterfront Rescue Mission is opening its cold weather shelter tonight as temperatures are set to drop again below 40 degrees. The shelter will be open on West Herman Avenue in Pensacola. It is available for anybody who's seeking refuge from the cold. That includes men, women, and families with kids. Waterfront is the county's central receiving point for emergency cold weather sheltering. For information on shelter openings or other resources, check myescambia.com or the Escambia County Emergency Management Facebook page. Well, get ready for busy roads and packed airports. This year's holiday travel could set a new record. AAA says more than 122 million Americans will be traveling, and over 8 million people are expected to fly in the next couple weeks.
AAA is expecting an over 2% bump in travelers this year. 109 million people expected to travel by car to their destinations for wherever they're having Christmas dinner, in part because of cheaper gas prices. The national average is below $3 a gallon, which should make it a little bit more budget-friendly.
NBC's Brian Chung. And now Orlando is expected to be the most visited location in the U.S. Governor Ron DeSantis has unveiled his budget proposal. His final one as governor, a $117.4 million plan for the 26-27 fiscal year. The proposal includes $200 million in teacher salaries, 5% raise for law enforcement officers. The governor also wants to increase school safety funding, cancer research, and environmental conservation efforts. The budget includes money for hiring 500 more correctional officers and also maintains a sales tax holiday on firearms and outdoor equipment. It'll go to lawmakers for negotiation during the next legislative session, which begins on January 13th. 8:35 at News Radio. Let's get a look at our traffic on the fives with John Pickens.
That's right. Back to rolling accident-free, which is great news right now. I-10 eastbound between 9 Mile and Highway 29 starting to clear up just a little bit from that earlier accident. Still about a 15-minute delay. And also Highway 29 southbound just south of 9 Mile headed toward I-10, seeing about a 12-minute delay in that area. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thank you very much, John. Now our Channel 3 forecast with meteorologist Brooke Richardson.
We are going to be seeing a lovely day today with plenty of sunshine, high near 58 degrees by this afternoon. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 46. For Friday, mostly sunny skies, high near 67 degrees. Friday night, temperatures dropping near 58. Going into Saturday, plenty of sunshine, high near 70 degrees. And Saturday night, temperatures dropping near 58. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
Thank you very much, Brooke. We've got 47 and sunny in Pensacola, 44 in Milton and Gulf Breeze. Our next news in 30 minutes. Breaking news anytime. And your money now here for today. Markets are mixed at the opening bell. Now, the Dow is up about 0.5% right now at 48,296.94. The S&P down about 0.3% at 68,62.99. NASDAQ down over 0.5%, almost 0.75% at 23,484.983. Looking at that 10-year bond rate, it's down today about 0.1% at 4.104%. Gold prices up $32 at $42.56.70. Silver up $1.96 at $62.99. And Bitcoin down just under 3,000 at $93.20.76. Waymo officials are talking about a new kind of driverless delivery. NBC's Liz Kreutz has more after the driverless company revealed a woman recently gave birth while she was inside of a Waymo headed to a hospital in California.
The company says its remote rider support team detected unusual activity, which initiated a call to check on the passenger.
Operators from the response team then called 911 as the vehicle kept going.
The passenger apparently went into labor Monday night. Officials say the mother and newborn made it to the hospital safely, even ahead of emergency services. Now, Attorney General Pam Bondi says that oil tanker seized by the U.S. off the Venezuelan coast was being used to transport sanctioned oil to Iran. The seizure comes as the U.S. has been striking alleged drug boats in the region.
The Venezuelan government now claiming President Trump's ramped up pressure campaign against authoritarian leader Nicolas Maduro is about the country's rich oil reserves instead of drug trafficking.
And in a post on X, Bondi said the ship had been sanctioned for years over its involvement in an oil shipping network supporting terrorist groups. Well, YouTube TV will offer cheaper genre-specific plans next year. There's going to be 10 different packages offered, including ones focused on sports, entertainment, kids, family, and news. The sports plan will offer channels like NBC Sports, Fox Sports One, and all ESPN networks, including ESPN Unlimited. Specific pricing has not been announced, but those plans will reportedly cost less than their current $83 monthly subscription for the base package. And OpenAI users will soon be able to use Disney characters on Sora. The two companies announced a three-year licensing deal that will allow users to generate short-form videos on the AI platform using more than 200 Disney, Marvel, Pixar, and Star Wars characters. 839. Our next news at 9 and breaking news anytime. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Anderson Subaru sharing more than ever during the 2025 Subaru Share the Love event. Buy a new Subaru now through January 2nd, and Subaru will donate $250 to your choice of four nationally recognized charities: the ASPCA, Make-A-Wish, Meals on Wheels, or the National Park Foundation. Or choose our local charity, the Pensacola Breast Cancer Association, and Anderson Subaru will add an extra $200 to Subaru's donation with 0.9% financing for 72 on 2025 Outback models, 1.9% financing for 48 on 2025 Forester models, and 1.9% financing for 72 on new Crosstrek models. It's never been easier to share the love. So far, we've donated over $200,000 to fight breast cancer in Pensacola. At Anderson Subaru, now through January 2nd. Anderson Subaru, Highway 29, just north of Car City, Pensacola, online at AndersonSubaru.com.
Anderson's got a Subaru for you.
$250 donation per new purchase or lease. Promotion ends January 2nd. See retailer or AndersonSubaru.com/share for details.
The holidays mean more travel, more shopping, more time online, and more personal info in more places that could expose you more to identity theft. But LifeLock monitors millions of data points per second. If your identity is stolen, our U.S.-based restoration specialists will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Don't face drained accounts, fraudulent loans, or financial losses alone. Get more holiday fun and less holiday worry with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year with promo code NEWS. Visit LifeLock.com. Terms apply.
This is Sherry with Johnson's Flooring, wishing a wonderful Christmas and a happy new year.
Hi, this is Bob Johnson at Beret Jewelers, wishing you a joyful and magical Christmas filled with love, laughter, and cherished moments.
This is Ira Rowe with Rose Moving, wishing you a wonderful Christmas and a happy new year.
Hi, this is Sheriff Chip Simmons, wishing you a safe holiday season. Remember, please don't text and drive.
Believe in Santa Claus, Tommy?
Sure I do.
This is Jeff Wayne, General Sales Manager, wishing you a very Merry Christmas and a super Happy New Year.
This is Diana Quigley, Marketing and Digital Consultant, and I wish you and your family a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Christmas is still Christmas.
Oh, Christmas isn't just a day. It's a frame of mind.
Hi, I'm Morgan, the Promotion Assistant, wishing you a very Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays, and a Happy New Year.
Ho, ho, ho!
Everybody was kung fu fighting.
I admire your deductive processes.
Ooh, yeah. I'm gonna have to go ahead and sort of disagree with you there.
Oh, idiot.
Food fight!
Gentlemen, you can't fight in here. This is the war room.
This conversation can serve no purpose anymore. Goodbye.
What was the food that you loved as a kid and kind of as an adult? I want to know whether you still eat it or not as an adult, but the food that you were like, man, that's my favorite. And as an adult, you're like, what was wrong with me? 4-3, or I still really love it.
Right.
Either way, it's okay. Either way.
Now.
The reason I ask is because, you know, every day has like, it's these national days. Like today is International Mountain Day. What? It's Burkina Faso Republic Day. It's anniversary of the Statute of Westminster Day. I'm not making this up. I'm actually reading you. It's National App Day, National John Day. It's
National John UNICEF Day?
John, yeah, but J-O-N they spell it. So
oh, never
you
mind.
Don't qualify,
I wasn't
apparently. I didn't want to get you worked up. Okay. But it is also, and here's, I do kind of quibble with the terminology. It's National Noodle Ring Day. It's SpaghettiOs Day. Noodle ring would be the generic, you know,
right,
version of this. So, okay, so to me, SpaghettiOs is a great example of a food that if somebody introduced that to you as an adult, I mean, you know, hey, come over to my house. We're having SpaghettiOs. Like, you'd be...
I'd be happy it's just food.
Yeah, but, you know, you might eat it because it reminds you of childhood. You know, it's a chance to burn the roof of your mouth, you know, on the sauce or the meatballs or whatever. Meatballs, no meat, all that. But everybody's kind of got these foods that they loved when they were kids. Maybe they're like the cafeteria food you loved at school, you know? Like lunch lady pizza, you know, which is
flashbacks.
I'm like having flashbacks of the square and everything.
There was a square. I know.
So that's right. It's always flashback. A square. I don't know why they can't make round pizzas. Everybody in the world sells round pizzas, funny. Except lunch lady only makes squares. Right. So
the square pan.
Yeah. Well,
duh.
I made you say it on yourself.
I know.
You've internalized the criticism. I love it. Yep. Oh, my God. 437-1620.
And you want a Marconi.
Sure enough. Okay, so, John, what was your, do you have a food that comes to mind as you're, you loved it when you were a kid, and now you kind of, I don't know if you still endorse that or if you kind of look back in shame.
Still.
Know what you got?
It. Homemade fried potatoes.
Homemade fried potatoes. Okay.
It must be a Texas thing.
So they're like, are they mashed and then fried?
They're cut up.
Cut up and fried?
Yeah.
Okay, so fried slices.
Yes.
Okay, did your mom do anything like add onions or cream and mushroom soup and make them all, or a gratin or anything like that? Or is it just fried?
Dad added purple onion.
Okay, yeah. My mom did it with onions, sometimes with, you know, salt and pepper slices.
Yeah.
Sometimes she'd go all out and she'd add the cream and mushroom soup. That's actually really good.
Tastes
like mom's cooking, right?
I would die for another batch of his fried potatoes.
Oh, yeah. Dad.
Yeah,
cooking.
Dad's
like dad's
the one
cooking.
That,
yeah. Got it. Okay.
Yeah.
Meg, 437-1620, anything?
I have no idea what made me think of this, however.
I love it. Those are my favorites.
I haven't thought of it in a long time. Chicken livers.
Same.
Seriously, I was sold on this. My family loved chicken livers. We had...
I same too quickly. It was beef livers fried, but liver and onions.
Chicken, like, well, I guess.
They're different, but okay.
Well, I mean, any kind, really. Sure. I mean, and then I liked liverwurst sandwiches. We used to
have
liverwurst.
Yes,
my favorite. My grandmother used to make liverwurst. This is crazy.
John doesn't know liverwurst. Braunschweiger goes by different names.
Well, I know it, but I'm like, how is that your favorite?
Well, because I was a kid,
it's
I
a kid
loved
thing.
It. I
yes.
loved it. And my grandmother
it's
used
cheap.
To, and my grandmother used to make me a sandwich of liverwurst and on raisin bread, and that was my favorite.
No,
favorite
I can't
thing.
Follow you there.
Oh, it was so good.
I mean,
it
now,
was so good.
I actually have some at home. Both I have raisin
try
cinnamon
it.
Bread
me.
And
toast it. Put a little butter on
oh,
it.
Oh, but it feels like I'm ruining both things.
No, I promise. Trust me on this.
Okay, all right. Because and I remember like the Oscar Mayer version
the Oscar
of
Mayer
the liverwurst
yes.
comes in that yellow wrapper that
the
you have
tube.
To fight the tube and yeah. then. Typically, it doesn't get eaten all that fast, and so it tends to start to harden up, and then it tends sometimes
my
it goes a little bad.
My mom cut off the end and had the little, I don't know what you'd call that. The end would cut off, and then
yep,
you could
yep.
hold it, and you would lick up the end. It was like kind of like when you had
Am I crazy? I remember there being a red string that you'd use to cut it like you'd cut cheese with. Does that
no.
ring any bells? For? Okay, I'm just making that in my head.
No.
Anyway, but yeah, no, we used to do liverwurst on Ritz crackers.
Yep.
Would be the way to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Or liver and onions.
Liver and onions is always good.
When I was working the bar in England, I learned how to make like real authentic English liver, and they would add like, you know, rashers of bacon and, you know, mushrooms and all kinds. Like, you can make it a real meal.
Specifically for me, chicken liver's not so much the beef calf liver.
Okay.
But chicken
right,
livers and liverwurst.
And that's a taste that if you didn't grow up on it, you're not going to acquire it later.
Exactly.
And that's not coming to you later in
and
life.
And I would take a liverwurst sandwich to school when everybody else had peanut butter and jelly. There were no trades.
No. But I do feel like I did a little good parenting. I got my kids to like liverwurst early because
yeah.
I figured, like, that's the way you do it. All right, so what was your childhood food? You know, honestly, I picked this one off the spur of the moment because I saw the thing, and I don't really have a great answer for me, but I'll see if I can think of one. John Pickens has got Traffic on the Fives.
Brought to you by Apple Market. Catering makes the holidays easy. Fresh, delicious meals for any gathering. Stress-free and festive. Order today. Apple Market, 1021 Scenic Highway in Pensacola.
And they have liverwurst. Just saying.
Back to accident-free right now. Just a small delay on I-10 eastbound between Pine Forest and Highway 29 through that construction zone. But other than that, we look good. I'm John Pickens with your
we
traffic
do.
On the 5.
We do for sure look good.
I know. But
437-1620, what was your kid food, the food you loved as a kid, whether you still eat it or not? I've come up with a couple now that I've had a little more time to think about it. My mom used to make popcorn balls.
Oh, yeah.
Which is basically like,
those.
It's like light Karo corn syrup,
yep.
caramel corn, but instead of making it as a pan where it's each piece,
gosh.
It's just all smashed in together. And once in a while for Halloween, you know, somebody would give you a popcorn
yes,
ball.
Yes, I remember
and
those.
Those could either be delightful or they could be a weapon, you know, like do whatever. And, you know, they could be pretty hard and, you know, only good for young teeth that you wanted to remove. Rice, this is a weird one that I don't know. I got this one from one of my stepmoms. I've had more than one. Redheaded stepchild, that's me. So she taught us to make rice with butter and sugar as a food, as a like a delicacy, like a breakfast. Hmm. You make rice, you know, and then you put butter and then you put sugar. Oh, to this day and all my kids. that is definitely a McKay family food. 437.
Like white rice? Yeah, why brown
gotta
rice. Be white? I mean, I
John,
don't.
Why
know.
You got to bring race into this?
Well, because
it's not
gonna
be brown rice.
Asking.
That's healthy. Are you kidding me? Brown
fry
rice. Jasmine rice.
Yeah, exactly. So I'm trying to figure this one out.
I'd like some basmati rice with a little sugar and butter, if you would, please. All right, let's go to the text. Will you give me that weird look?
Compliments.
I'm just shaking my head.
Always shaking my head. 437-1620. All right. I don't know what this means. Quisp?
Oh, my gosh. Quisp cereal. I remember that.
Q-U-I-S-P.
Yes. Yes, yes, yes. Whoever that is, I remember.
It's Kevin King. That's our boss.
Kevin, I remember. Oh my gosh.
What is that?
It looks like Quaker Oat cereal. It was really good. It was like little.
It looks like Rice Krispies shaped like honeycomb a little bit.
Yes.
Okay.
I know exactly what he's talking about. It was so good.
Look at that. Look at what we discovered, bringing back the youth. If there's not a chicken parmesan day, there needs to be. Oh, I'm sure there's like four of them.
Oh, yeah.
Sure. My mama's fried chicken was my absolute favorite, somebody says. She's at home in heaven today, but the memory is still cherished, and I don't like her, and I don't like liver. Still don't like liver.
Let's see.
Pig feet, chitlins, salmon coquettes, my mom could throw down in the kitchen. Oh, man. And that's all the Southern food that I didn't really get exposure to.
Obviously.
So much.
I mean, it's pretty obvious.
Thanks. let's see. Somebody says, cream cheese and green olive sandwiches on Wonder Bread, a childhood favorite. Still enjoy them occasionally. Oh, now we're talking like Midwestern Michigan food stuff you can get into there, you know, A&W root beer, Verner's. These are not necessarily home cooked things, but, you know, things that are yummy. The olive burgers. Y'all had olive burgers? That's a Michigan thing.
No. 437-1620.
Fish sticks. Oh, man, I haven't had
fish sticks
in years. Like real, cook them in the oven, breaded fish sticks.
Yeah.
I don't like the breaded so much. More like, I don't like the, how to describe it? I want the battered, not breaded. But breaded feels like childhood. Breaded was like you got them in the lunchroom.
Well, now that you've gone there, now I think I used to really like TV dinners.
Oh, yeah. No, no doubt. Especially back when they were the foil.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking
and
about.
And, you know, you'd burn the cherry compote to a crisp while you're getting the turkey heated up and the mashed potatoes would destroy your mouth,
like
of course.
I just liked the brownie and it was all.
All right, raise your hand if you're old enough to remember microwave dinners in the oven, though, because microwaves didn't exist yet.
Microwave did. That's what I set up.
I am. Yeah. 437-1620.
That's right. That's exactly what they were.
Somebody says, now you're making me want a liverwurst sandwich. John, the homemade fried potatoes with garlic and onion. John's a big yes to that. Don't be hate on basmati rice. Craig, you're in for the wrap tomorrow. You can defend your choices then. Oh, this makes me so happy. Oh, this is the touches my heart one. This is, they said the pot roast. My number one comfort food to this day, I requested on my birthday rather than going out. My mom's pot roast was for sure. And I think I've told you this before. The Island Times asked me to write an article about a food I make that, you know, and it was my mom's pot roast. And I wrote this whole article about, you know, my mom and her cooking and how, you know, that's my great connection to her these days because she's passed away. Kugel. What is Kugel? K-O-O-G-L-E. Anybody? All right. There we go. And, remember Ward's?
Montgomery Ward?
Is that Montgomery Ward? Sears Montgomery Ward?
Yeah, I don't know. Is that a food thing? I don't think that's not a food thing, right? Is it? I'm missing it. So, okay. Well, there you go. That's the topic for the day. It's a good question. It makes people feel happy.
Quisp.
What's that?
Quisp.
I will mention this, and there's probably maybe one person that will even know what I'm talking about. But for me, it was always, and I don't believe that you can even find them anymore, but the astronauts supposedly ate them and they made them available to the public, space food sticks. Yep, that's the look I get from everybody every time I bring this up. They come in a little foil wrapper. They look like Slim Jims or something that would come, but they're not. They're completely different. I can't even describe it to you. Imagine if a fudge brownie wrapped in chocolate was meant to be healthy and tasted good and came in a little foil wrap and you got to pretend to be an astronaut when you ate them. Like Tang, but, you know, food.
Hi, I'm Dr. Ben McMillan, and I'm a chiropractor and the owner of Neal Clinic Comprehensive Healthcare. Are you tired of covering up your pain with medications and ready to find the source of your problem and fix it? Then tune in to the Pensacola Expert Panel, live Friday mornings at 9 a.m., and I'll discuss how chiropractic care can help you. And if you miss Friday's show, you can listen to the replay Saturdays or anytime through the podcast.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
You take care of your car, right? so why not give your auto loan some TLC? Refinance an existing loan from another institution with Pinair Credit Union and lower your interest rate by up to 2%. Plus, you can skip payments for the first 90 days. In addition to a better rate, you'll enjoy convenient banking and a friendly local team always ready to help. Learn more at pinair.org/auto-refi. That's pinair.org/auto-refi. All loans are subject to approval. Offer valid on loan applications submitted between October 1st and December 31st, 2025 only. Call toll-free 1-877-4-PINAIR for complete details.
Do you have questions regarding your plants and landscaping? If so, the Garden Line is for you. I am Mike Wiggins, and every Tuesday morning at 9, we are here for you on News Radio 92.3 to answer your questions. Seasonal changes call for different activities in your lawn and garden, so tune in and text or call with your questions on the Garden Line on Tuesdays at 9 and an encore each Saturday at the same time.
The Garden Line on the Pensacola Expert Panel, Tuesdays at 9 on News Radio 92.3.
Guy Benson, keeping you informed of the news every day at 2, right after Mark Lee Van Camp and Robbins on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Slinky, it's Slinky. For fun, it's a wonderful toy. It's fun for a girl and a boy. It's fun for a girl and a boy.
Did you see this? You know, the University of Oklahoma drama shouldn't be a drama that we talked about the other day that a lot of people are so worked up about, where this transgender professor in psychology assigned a paper to...
The essay.
Yeah, the essay. Yeah. Which, by the way, is kind of funny. Somebody said, why do we call it a paper anymore?
Yeah.
They don't.
I know.
Yeah. It's an essay. Anyway, calling it a writing assignment isn't even correct, because who writes? Is it writing when you're typing?
Yes.
It's a typing assignment.
It's still writing.
Is it?
I mean, you're still writing something.
Yes.
You're authoring something.
No.
All right. Anyway, that's a whole other topic. There's a new angle on this story. And the new angle is that there was another professor who, in solidarity with the first professor that's been put on leave over this. Remember I told you I thought the essay was quite poorly written. I would have graded it very low as well. It was not responsive. It was not college quality. This is a workup over nothing. It was probably not a great idea for a transgender professor to assign a response paper on transgenderism without doing a lot more, you know, like circumspection over that. John, did I do traffic?
Nope. But no. I was.
Go ahead. Go ahead. We'll come back to this.
Slap you in a minute. But
that's fine.
Okay. No accidents.
Hit me with that slinky.
No accidents to report to you right now. I'm just going to look over here. Let's see here. I-10 eastbound is starting to recoup from earlier. Still seeing a 10-minute delay in that area between 9 Mile and Highway 29. I'm done. I'm John Pickens with the traffic on the 5.
Can't continue. That's funny. You're totally distracted. I love it. Hey, if you're thinking about buying or selling a home, Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenworth Realty, they can do that. They do that effectively for people all the time. In the height of the market a few years ago, they were selling about 4 to 5 a week, over 200 for the year. Then the market got a little colder, a little difficult, and they were down to about 3 to 4 a week, which is still a lot. 175 2 years ago, last year 165. This year it's back up. The whole market is down and they're up 30%. She's already sold 180, closed 180, she and her team, and now it's going to get around 200 by the end of the year. That's a lot. I mean, think about that. They're up 30% in this market. That's pretty amazing. Why? Because they know how. Experience, diligence, doing all the little things. They've got it down to kind of a science. And so if you need to sell a home, talk to her. And I cannot communicate this to you enough. There are so many people that she says come to her as their second or third realtor. They can't get, the first realtor can't get it done, and they come to her and she gets it done. And sometimes as the sixth realtor, like she said, two clients were, they had 5 before. And one, she just told me the other day, 7 prior realtors. How do you get out of bed in the morning and call an eighth realtor? I mean, you just give up. Well, somebody didn't, and she sold their home and everything's good. Well, you don't have to wait till she's your eighth realtor, okay? 786-3996 for Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenworth Realty. Oh, people are clarifying that kugel is a Jewish noodle and potato dish, so fair enough.
That sounds good.
It does. I mean,
anything with potatoes, I'm good.
Yeah, no, it'll be good. Where was I? I was talking about something a minute ago, and I completely have talked myself into it. Oh, the Oklahoma story. So probably the professor that whatever shouldn't have assigned the assignment without some more context. And he could have actually, the smart thing for him to do would have been to say, when he, instead of giving her a 0, say, hey, I would like to grade this a 0 because I think it was non-responsive, but I also understand that, you know, this is kind of an interesting situation. I would like to give you a chance to do it again. Here are my feedback notes. I don't want to have to give you a 0. you could maybe offer it for reduced credit, but, you know, something like that would have been smarter for him to do, which he did not do. But still, it was a terrible paper, and she did not deserve a good grade. And so the idea that she's like the pinnacle of the Christian resistance in colleges is not a good idea. But the subsequent story is that another professor had said there was going to be some kind of a demonstration in solidarity with the, you know, temporarily suspended professor, and she was going to give kids in her class excused absences if they attended that. And somebody said, what if we attend a protest, a counter-protest in defense of the student? Well, that's not an organized protest, and that doesn't count. Now she's been suspended because she's picking sides in the classroom, which I agree with that decision. You cannot pick sides in the classroom.
Listen on air at 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. News Radio 92.3.